You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Stats New Zealand has created 80 New Zealand Sign Language videos for the 2023 census. The project was a joint collaboration between the deaf community, Deaf Aotearoa, and Victoria University of Wellington. They hope this will make deaf people feel more included around census time. I spoke to Lachlan Keating from Deaf Aotearoa about the topic.
What kind of work has Deaf Aotearoa been doing in the creation of these sign language videos?
Deaf Aotearoa wrote to the Minister for Statistics, James Shaw, in 2018 because we were very concerned that the census in 2018 wasn't accessible for deaf people and the needs of the deaf community hadn't been considered in developing the census. So it's been a long process for us and we received a positive response from Minister Shaw and he said he would direct his officials to engage with Deaf Aotearoa. And we've been engaged with his officials throughout the period, the last 4 or 5 years. We've provided a lot of advice to ensure that officials and those involved with developing the census understood the access issues that deaf people face every day. And that's particularly around accessing information in English, which is often a second or even third language for deaf people. And we emphasise the need for the census to be available in New Zealand Sign Language. Information about the census, but also information, well, including all the questions in the census to be available in New Zealand Sign Language. This is a huge project and a great commitment that we've seen unfold and be delivered. So we really appreciate the work that's gone on. A number of deaf people were involved, deaf producers of video resources have been involved with also New Zealand Sign Language experts to ensure that the translation of information from English into New Zealand Sign Language was carried out effectively and that keeping in mind that the structure, the sentence structure and grammatical structure of New Zealand Sign Language is quite different from that of English. So it requires quite a lot of work and quite a lot of consultation between the deaf and sign language experts to ensure the information is presented in an accessible way.
How does it normally feel for deaf people when they're trying to fill out a census?
They feel excluded in many, many cases when they're only provided with an English option. As I said, English is often a second or third language for deaf people. And what's happened here, it's a real life changer. And finally, deaf people are being recognised and their language are being recognised and deaf people are being valued. And now I want to make a full and proper commitment and contribution to the census. But this is quite a common barrier for the deaf community with a real lack of information available in New Zealand Sign Language. Certainly in the years since the pandemic started, there's been a significant increase in the availability of government information in New Zealand Sign Language. And there's certainly a long way to go.
You have to excuse me. This is probably going to sound like a really ignorant question, but how does having someone doing New Zealand Sign Language videos help compared to, say, captions?
Well, again, with captions being in English, so the captions don't necessarily make information more accessible for deaf people who have New Zealand Sign Language as their first language. Captions are certainly useful and increase access for people who are what we might term hard of hearing. They are people often with mild to moderate hearing loss, but for whom New Zealand Sign Language isn't their chosen or native or preferred language. They are often people who've become deaf or lost their hearing later in life and do not use New Zealand Sign Language as their primary or native language. So captions are useful for hard of hearing people, but the deaf community, people for whom New Zealand Sign Language is often their first language, they require access to be through New Zealand Sign Language and resources to be provided in New Zealand Sign Language.
What kind of a difference do you think this will make?
I think it will make a significant difference. Deaf people will now approach the census fully informed and they'll be confident completing the census and they'll be able to complete the sentence, the questions and respond to the questions and provide full information and fully informed responses. So I think deaf people will be very proud and very, very confident that they make a contribution to the census and to the work that unfolds from the census once the government has compiled and examined all the data.
Do you often get deaf people filling out a census?
Yes, we do, and often deaf people are supporting each other or they're relying on hearing members to help them complete the census and other forms that they're required to fill out through their daily lives. So having the census available in New Zealand Sign Language means deaf people can complete the census independently without outside assistance.
How common are New Zealand Sign Language videos in everyday life or in everyday situations?
Relatively uncommon, but as I said before, certainly there's been an increase through the pandemic. Deaf Aotearoa has produced, I suspect, to be close around between 400 and 500 videos of COVID-19 information since the pandemic began. But across government, there's been certainly an increase in the use of New Zealand Sign videos across some of the major ministries, such as the Ministry of Health, the new Ministry of Disabled People, Whaikaha, Ministry of Social Development, Ministry of Education, and those larger ministries that deaf people often have to access information from. There's still a long way to go, but it's good to see that in many cases, government agencies have certainly turned the corner and are now becoming more responsive to the needs of deaf people for New Zealand Sign Language as their primary or native language.
How is the production of these videos going so far? Have they started?
Yes, it's been completed. It's a significant project, and each one of the questions, when the Indigenous Civil team and the deaf expert team work on this project, get together, they would need to look at every sentence and every word of every sentence to ensure that they understood what was being asked, and then to ensure that they could translate the English information into New Zealand Sign Language to ensure that the New Zealand Sign Language users, the deaf community, understood the question. Because as we know in English, some words have more than one meaning, and often it depends on the context of the sentence, which gives meaning to the context of the sentence and the other words in the sentence, which gives meaning to particular words. So a significant amount of work goes into each question to ensure that each question is translated appropriately and effectively.
That was Lachlan Keating from Deaf Aotearoa talking about New Zealand Sign Language videos for the 2023 census.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.